Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of KSJE On The Road. I'm Scott Micklin, speaking to you from the Better Homes and Gardens Golden Door Real Estate Office in downtown Farmington. I am a guest today on the General's Wake Up Call with the General David Mills, and Ren Harris is here as well. Thank you for inviting me down here. We're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at your show today.
Fantastic.
So thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me.
All right. And, of course, you can always hear the Wake Up Call Sunday mornings at 11 on KSJE.
Gosh, Rin, you're here finally. Where have you been? You little world traveler, you.
I was just about to say, I've been traveling the world. I've been getting sick on airplanes all over the place.
Oh, you
but
got
I'm back.
Sick, did you?
No, I take Dramamine.
Do you?
Yeah, but if I don't, then I do get sick.
The only time I've ever had to have Dramamine is my very first flight when I was a teenager. Since then, it's been old hat for me.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't been in a while. I might have to now, as old as I'm getting. Going back to my childhood.
Yeah, as the circle of life, as you get older, you're really just getting younger.
Well, this is the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, and I'm excited because it's, the first one with you, we did Ken last week, which was okay, but he's no Rin. But we have Scott Micklin as our guest this morning, and we're gonna record Scott doing the intro for KSJE. Yeah.
You're recording me, recording you, recording all of us.
Yes, is what's correct.
That's exactly
so
right.
We have taken our on-the-road equipment, literally on the road, and here we are, everybody, down at the Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Office, downtown Farmington, where the magic happens.
It is where the
Sunday
magic
morning
happens.
Wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see lightning bolts when you came in?
I saw the rainbow.
Did you?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's because Ren's back.
That's
yeah.
It. That must have been
it. Was lightning, thunderclouds.
He followed the rainbow all the way to the gold.
That's right.
See, there you are. But thank you for inviting me, everybody.
Oh, sure.
And so we are kind of simulcasting this with video on the KSJE social media pages, and people get kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the creation of the Sunday morning wake-up call.
Absolutely, yeah. Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of helps us, too, because we're going to go to video this year. I've been saying it for months,
okay.
But
all
this
right.
Year we're going to do it.
Really going to do it.
We're going to do it. Yeah,
okay.
We're going to do it.
Unless there's a pandemic, you're going to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You always have to have a little asterisk now after 2020.
In case. Yeah.
But yes. Good. Well, we're very excited. So thank you for the invitation.
You betcha. Well, Rin has got a playlist set for you. I mean, I think she spelled it just for
it's
you.
It's kind of for everybody,
okay.
You know. New year, we need a new energy. January can be kind of gloomy.
Yes.
So I figured, let's blast off into the new year. We're going to do some, like, spacey dance songs. And who else is better at making a dance song?
I'm so glad it's a, yeah. Well, I'm glad because I want to see Scott get up. I don't think I've ever seen Scott dance.
There we go.
You don't want to. You really don't want to.
But we have the cameras now, so if we catch
it.
Yeah.
Don't turn away.
Are you levitating now, Dave?
I'm levitating.
Wow.
Can you see me? I'm about 3 inches above my chair.
There you go. See, that's the kind of energy I'm trying to bring out today.
Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad. Well, listen, I am so glad that we have Scott. I want to know about you've got some great stuff going on at the radio station. I'm just excited. Well, all this equipment.
Right.
Rin and I don't know, I feel kind of special.
I do. I feel like we've got our own little studio up in Adam today.
Yeah, no kidding. All on this little table.
Right. All on this little tiny table.
I'm going to remember, exactly, though, for next time,
yes,
we're going to get a bigger table.
Get a bigger table.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of like that scene from Jaws. I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Bigger table.
Yeah.
I got it. Yep.
I turned to Rin. I said, I think we're going to need a bigger table.
That's mm-hmm. okay. But thank you. Well, thank you for, again, bringing me down and inviting me to install all this stuff temporarily here as we kind of do the show and give people an idea of how it's all done. And it's great to be with you guys, as always.
It's great to have you.
Well, thank you. So tell us why that you're doing all this, because I know there's a reason. And we've kind of texted back and forth concerning it. But it's kind of giving you a little bit more freedom, too, as far as what you can do and can't do. Because the radio station itself is public radio.
Right.
So you have to be extremely careful. We have to be very careful with our sponsors about what's said and how it's said and so forth.
Right.
So
it's a non-commercial public radio station. And that's the big difference, right?
Okay, right. Non-commercial.
We could be a public station that's a commercial station, but we're not. And that's the main difference, I would think, and that's what causes some of the issues with the advertisers, and they just have to get their message across in a slightly different way.
Different way.
It's not really super super different, but a little bit different.
Yeah, you can't. There's a lot of things you can't do that I'm used to doing because I grew up in regular public radio. So, it's been a learning experience for me. And I thought I'd done really good to the two commercials that I sent you, the two sponsors that I sent you. There was one word in each one that needed to come out, but I was like, oh, okay, well, okay, now that makes a little more sense. But
right.
Yeah, putting it together.
That's all right.
Always learning.
But, you know, we're trying to, bring more value to our supporters and the underwriters that support the radio station, and that's kind of the idea for some of the video, I think. You know, we're a video society, and so folks, I think, look at our screens, and that was the reason why, we added the video cameras in our studio. Gosh, it's now almost 5 years.
I was going to say, yeah, you can see that on Facebook every morning. You can see your show, the morning program, and your guests, and that's so cool.
And it streams out live, and, you know, that was the idea, to just be able to offer that to the community. And, you know, and I think, you know, as you guys know, media is changing, and so I don't know if any of us really know what the public wants when it comes to media.
Mm-mm.
I think they want convenience. And so I think, you know, the idea for having us on the air, online, on a podcast, mm-hmm. on video, all those things, I think kind of hopefully fit into somebody's schedule at some point, and that's kind of the idea.
Mm-hmm. All right, so before we go to another song real quick, they can go to your webpage and see everything, right?
They can see links that go to then to Facebook, YouTube, and our Twitter page, and that's
right.
kind of where we host our videos. We don't really host them on our web page, but there's links there.
So links
you
to go to those. Right,
do.
I got it. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Right.
That'd be an awful lot.
Right.
You have a lot.
We do have a lot.
Connie
yeah.
Mack Baseball.
Yeah.
You got what else? What else?
Well, you know, it's the morning program, which is news and community information and local stuff. We've got classical music, which is Roving with the Arts, that's been on the air for over 30 years, talking about local arts and concerts and plays and things along that line. Jazz in the afternoons. We do a local and regional author program on Wednesdays. That's local and statewide. We've got a Saturday morning music show that we do a couple of those. Megan Cullop has a show, her radio for
Megan,
Saturday.
We've had her
show.
As a guest. Mm-hmm. What a sweetheart.
We do a world music show. Saturdays 11 to 12. The students do a show on Saturday nights from San Juan College. We've got a student radio hour. And so, we're trying to get,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
and you guys.
Yeah, well,
how
I'm so glad to be
Sunday
up
morning.
Yeah, every Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
We're the crown jewel of Sundays.
That's right.
That's right.
How could you forget?
That's it.
No.
Well, all right. So what's our theme today for Scott?
3-2-1 blast off.
3-2-1 blast off.
You
music.
Bet. And all here's right. To get you inspired, here's Muse, Starlight.
Oh.
Thank you.
Rin, you like your fingers are extremely fast.
Well, it was just funny because that song ends with like a little, I don't know who that is, but he's doing a freeform rap and he goes, "You know what I'm saying?" And you just popped in and you're like, "Oh yeah, I see." It was perfect.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you rehearsed it.
We did.
Just like we did.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
Remember when we rehearsed that? Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember all those texts back and forth.
Uh-huh. And the scripts. Man, the rehearsal process was just exhausting.
Yeah, exactly. Our guest today is Scott Micklin from KSJE. It's our home station, and we're recording at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door in beautiful downtown Farmington. Scott, so what were we going to? We were going to talk about something. And I've already forgotten. Rin's reminded me three times.
That's okay. Well, we were talking about the video, right? And why we added the video. And we were talking a little bit about trying to meet listeners and viewers where they are. And my issue is we don't get a lot of television coverage up here. Don't get me started, but we don't.
No.
Well, and and I think the community deserves some video programming.
Sure.
And as much as we can afford to do it, we'd love to have more budget to hire reporters and do some video newscasts and things like that, but we are not there yet. But we do as much as we can, which is why we do the morning show from San Juan College from the KSJE studios with video, so folks can kind of see what we're talking about. It's allowed us to do a lot of cool things. We interviewed Chevelle Shepherd. I don't know if you remember that when she was on The Voice, and we interviewed her right after some of the final shows, so we were able to do a video connection with her. We've interviewed the Team Guardian guys who are rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. And they were able to have a video link with us from before they left the Canary Islands, and that was really cool to see their surroundings on the boat as it was rocking in the harbor there as they got ready to do their row. We're looking forward to talking to them again as they get closer to the finish line. And so just a lot of things you can do with video that that you can't do with radio. Radio is great and certainly the theater of the mind and a lot of great things, but I think there's a certain thing about adding video to some of these programs that really make a difference. And that's why we're here, to give folks an idea of the behind-the-scenes look of the wake-up call.
Very cool.
To see all of that, for the links for all of that, is it ksje.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all they need to go to the... Okay.
You can start there. If you're a social media person, though, you can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can follow us on Twitter, and we've got all the shows end up to those places as well. But the website is also a way that you can get directed to the video shows that we do. And if you're a podcast person, audio only, we're on all the podcast platforms just like you guys are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
If you want to support us, you can
there
do that.
There we go.
Too.
Now, that was going to be, that's where I wanted to go with that.
I'm sorry.
But I'm glad that you gave that was a good selling point.
Right.
For the support. Yeah. So, because you are public supported.
We are. College supports us to a certain degree, but not everything. And, they shouldn't have to. The community should be able to support what we're doing. And we hope that listeners and viewers who like what we're doing and think there's a value. We'll support us. KSJE.com/support is the way to do that. Just go to that website, and there's a lot of ways to do it.
It's tax deductible as well.
Tax deductible, you bet. And businesses can support us. We can get your message out. As folks have heard, even during this show on the radio, we can support businesses, and they can support us and get the word out to a really unique audience. Your radio audience, there's an online audience, there's a podcast audience.
The whole
list goes on and on. All about that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to put your link. We have your link on my website as well, innerwestconcepts.com. Let's do a song. Let's get out of here.
All right. I'm going to transport us to the year 1972.
Oh, my God. The year before I graduated high school.
Yeah, all the way to David Bowie's time.
Oh,
Starman.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Saying is, do we want AIs writing all of our music though? It's sort of Big Brother-y, 1984-ish.
Well, listen, let's discuss the topic because and we can just kind of touch base on it. I know we have to be a little bit careful, but Scott Micklin's our guest today, and we're talking about royalties on music, on artists that's basically what it boils down to. So Ken, who is also was the took your place last week.
Yeah, he's discount Ren.
Yeah, discount.
Discount Ren.
That's a Walmart Ren right there.
Oh.
is talking about doing AI music. And Ren's comment was, are we sure that's what we want?
And he's like, is that what we want, though? I just say that phrase a lot. It is what we want to a degree, right? It's one of those things where it could be a very powerful tool. It could also be kind of dangerous, too. You know, you don't want computers to completely put actual artists out of business.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And that is kind of the problem with some of that AI art generation is that's like, that's a piece of art that could have been done by an artist that you could have paid to have it done. But not everybody has this, disposable cash to pay artists to paint pictures for them. So it's a give and take.
Ooh, there's a topic for a whole nother show. Maybe we should get to that.
Ooh, let me make the playlist.
Right. Yeah. Oh.
Well, it's part of the evolving, technology and media and royalties and copyright all this conversation, right? That just, I don't think it's kind of kept up. The laws haven't kept up with. Mm-mm. The technology and to protect the performers and the creators of some of this content, that's part of what this is all about. But it then you run afoul of it if you're just trying to do a show and spread it around to a larger audience.
My whole thing, and it was this way in early radio. It's not this way as much anymore. But in early radio, it was everybody wanted to be on. An artist wanted to be on. They wanted you to play their music. They wanted you to do, there was all, because it helped get them out there.
Yeah.
It helped get their name out there. But now there are so many platforms to put that stuff out. And I definitely don't want to discourage any artist. I don't want to put any artist, whether it be music or whether it be computer generated stuff, because there are people that do some great computer stuff. As well, yeah.
The graphic design. That's kind of where some of the tricky subjects are right now, because a lot of artists, their work is being taken and fed to computers, and then those computers learn off of their art, and then those computers then just will create art. So it's like, is that kind of plagiarizing the original artist's art? They deserve some sort of compensation in that. I don't know.
That's a debate for another time for sure.
Exactly. Sorry, I could go on and on about this.
Yeah, but I'm kind of curious about
it's
that.
It's the space age.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we are on KSJE. This is the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. We're recording at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Golden Door, downtown Farmington. We would love to hear from anybody that would like to weigh in on this. And the best way to do that is to go to my webpage, innerwestconcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase, INTERWEST, concepts.com. Send us an email from there. I mean, I would give you our email address, but that's the best way, I think, to get in touch with us, in all honesty, the easiest way, the easiest part to remember.
Yeah.
True. We are getting a special behind-the-scenes look at the wake-up call.
Yes.
We are.
On KSJE on the road segment here.
I love that, and I love it. So this is fairly new for you, too. You did this for the Christmas parade this year.
We did it for the Christmas parade. Actually, the first show was, I think, the balloon rally at San Juan College around the end of September.
Cool.
When we kind of unveiled this stuff, and then we did the Christmas parade. We did Festival of Trees. We did the Luminaria display at San Juan College.
At San Juan College.
And so we've got plans to do a lot more this year. We're looking for sponsors that would like to support these types of broadcasts. They're all community events. They're all positive.
And they're all tax deductible, too.
And they're
as a sponsor.
Tax deductible. That's true. When you pay through the college, that's very true.
Oh, that's a good point.
Go.
Yeah. And you can keep programs like this one on the air. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that because
because our detractors are going to hear it.
We definitely want to keep it on. Yeah. Well, for sure.
Ren and I both. Are extremely, I don't know if flattered's the right word.
Flattered,
but yeah,
proud.
Yeah, proud to be a part of the KSJE Sunday Morning family,
totally.
For sure. Well, just the KSJE family. So we appreciate it very much.
We
feel like we've
guys.
Found a permanent home,
I
guess, until you kick us out.
I
mean,
because I know this is a podcast, but we do play on the radio.
Yes,
so I tell all of my friends it's a radio show.
That's right.
And Ren wanted to stay in radio somehow, some way, so it worked out pretty good.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. There you are. It's a win-win for everybody at this table.
And then,
KSJE.com, and you can pick this up from there. We do record in beautiful Farmington, New Mexico, which is located in the four corners of the United States, which is a wonderful place to visit. It's also a great place to live.
Right.
So I originally started this show to promote people coming to Farmington and living in Farmington because it's such a great area.
Very, very true. I would have a question for both of you. Have you tried listening to your show on your smart speaker?
On my smart speaker?
When it's airing on KSJE?
I have not.
Well, there you go.
Yet.
I listen to it. Because I'll send you a text if something.
I'm gonna do
that. Yes, I know that.
Well, I'm definitely going to tell my mom.
11:01, I get a text. It's not quite on the air yet. But that's great. But when it's on the air, you know, we stream to Alexa and Google Home, and you can listen on your smart
speaker. I'm
going to
try that because I have an Alexa at home.
KSJE.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Give it a try.
Me too, and I'm going to do it with my for my mom because she always wants to know how to listen to it, and I tell her that. Everything, and she doesn't know how, so she'll just tell Alexa to do it.
There you go. And if she has one with a screen, or if you're listening on your computer, you know, we added some technology that displays the name of the song, is this playing, and the artist, and things like that.
Oh, so
nice.
Oh, how
that,
awesome.
That magic as well.
The little professional
I'm
touch.
Not quite sure how it works, but it works.
There's little gremlins inside there.
They're looking through their books of music, and they'll type it in, or something. Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, Ren has got this playlist, and you know, this happens to me every week. It's not just because of Scott. It happens to me every week. What are we doing again? What is this?
I know. I mean, it makes sense that I remember it because I'm like pouring over these every single day of my life, but it's fine if you don't care, Dave, and don't pay attention to what I do for you.
I do care.
It's all right. Your head's just up in space.
It is.
Which brings me back to our theme, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Blast off.
Into the new year.
3, 2, 1, blast off into the new year. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to, from now on, I'm going to get me a pad and write it down so that I have it right.
You got it. No, I will remind you as many times as I can.
If you'll recall, the last time we recorded, before you left town, mm-hmm. I was doing that.
You were, yeah.
Because I could never remember.
Me too. I think I like forced us every show, get a pen and paper.
That's right.
But we're out of habit
now.
Oh,
you brought it to me.
I did. Yes. So that's why I was okay. Oh, but see, now
I'm
going
to sit over here and be quiet and let you talk to Scott.
Yeah. Fly Me to the Moon.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yes. Why not? You know, and you turned them on to me a while back, and I have played them at my other radio station, and I love them.
Nice.
Honestly, yeah. Florence and the Machine. Ren, you're getting
what
back.
What kind of machine? I'm sorry.
The machine.
Is it like a washing machine?
The machine
what kind of machine are we talking about?
Destiny. No, I don't know.
Probably a synthesizer of some sort.
Right. Oh, I never thought about it like that. Yeah.
But, yeah, you're getting back into the groove really well.
I am. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I've been nervous all day today for some reason, but it's fine.
Well, it's different for me to sit where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten too used to having an engineer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I'm doing shows that I have to record,
it's not
pretty. It gets a little hectic.
Well, thank you. It makes me feel special.
You are special. We have our guest today is Scott Micklin from our local KSJE, and where our show is at as well, from KSJE FM. What are the numbers for that? That's
90.9. 90.9, right, in Durango, 103.3.
103.3, yeah, and it's FM.
Yeah.
No AM signal?
No AM signal.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's kind of...
You think there's a future there? Or should we get one?
You know, I did an interview with a guy that's an old radio guy of... Ren and I did a few months back, and his thing was, you know, the internet, radio is going to be here from now on, no matter what.
Right.
And he goes, I guarantee you someday the internet is just going to flat crash, you're not going to be able to use it, and radio is going to come through and save us all.
It's the power of what's
okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Well, I certainly think there's a role for radio, for sure, right? I mean, I think, you know, especially here in the West, when you're driving around and you don't, you know, you're in the middle of not a lot of places, and, you know, sometimes radio is all you can get, you know, mm-hmm. unless you're listening to satellite or something, but even that, could be problems.
People still listen to radio too. Not everybody can pull out their phone and start up Spotify and connect it to their car right away.
It's interesting in this area for sure. Most people still have some kind of radio. A lot of people don't have it in their home, but in their vehicle. Most people here, it's still a viable market in this area for sure.
Well, and you and I think, are all about local. Absolutely. Radio too, and you know, satellite can't compete with local. Mm-hmm. You know, the other guys can't really compete either. And so, unless you've got local information, you're looking for what's going on, weather information, road information. You know, that's what radio can do best.
And that's what we're definitely missing in our community. But ski thankfully, reports. We have KSJE.
We do. Now, do you? I don't want to put you on the spot, but. Any big
Since
things?
When?
Yeah.
Since when, David Mills?
I would always love to make Since you stutter. When? You know that. But, do you have anything big coming up in 23 that you would like to talk about before we get done?
Right. Well, you know, we have the Connie Mack World Series.
Oh my God!
Coming
yes.
up this summer, we're always excited.
Those
about
announcers
that.
Are great too. By the way,
they know their
I
stuff,
listen.
Right?
I never miss a KSJE broadcast of the Connie Mack game for sure.
Last year was great. This year will be another great series. We're excited about that. You know, we've got what we're using today, this KSJE on the road. And so, you know, we're planning for the first time to video
have some video
the
oh.
Connie Mack Parade.
Oh,
so for
great.
Grandmas and grandpas and relatives who can't come to Farmington to see their kids in the tournament, they can watch the parade, hopefully, on our platforms and support us that way. So we're excited about that. We're excited to do other things with this technology to go out and about. Our plans are to actually highlight some of the economic development efforts here, working with Foresed. We're going to actually do some highlights of all the Edge Award winners that won the Edge Awards at their banquet that they brought back last year for the first time.
Okay, now let's explain what the Edge Award is, because I don't remember.
That is an award, and it's an acronym, and it's escaping me
well,
what
sure.
it stands for at the moment, but it's economic development. So it's companies in the area who are being awarded for their efforts in economic development. And so it can be large companies, small companies, energy, non-energy. You know, just depends on what they do and you know how they contribute to the local economy. And so we feel that it's important to highlight those companies. And we're going to take our equipment on the road and kind of show folks what they do and interview the folks that are part of those companies and give them a little publicity.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah,
excited about that.
A little sponsorship stuff. Hopefully.
There's some opportunities available. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, we
absolutely.
Hope so.
Well, listen, we would like for people to help support our community station for sure. Now, you did kind of explain the difference in the beginning, but I want to go over that again. So KSJE is a community-supported, non-commercial, is that the way
That's
you
right.
call it, non-commercial station?
Right. Well, like you know, all radio stations are licensed by the FCC, and so
right.
they are designated either as commercial stations or non-commercial stations. That's what KSJE is. We're also an educational station since we're licensed to San Juan College. And so, you know, there's rules that we have to follow in order to maintain that license, just like any other station. I mean, you can't go on some of the commercial stations and drop an F-bomb.
Nope.
They'll get shut down pretty quick.
Yep.
So there's some rules that we have to follow, and that's kind of what we do. And so we're able to get support from businesses. We call it underwriting. There's some language that you can use, language you can't use, but you can still get your message out to our audiences about your products and explain what you offer to the community.
All right. So listen, if you have a question that you would like to pass on to KSJE, if you have a question about our morning program, if you want to be on our morning program,
it's a trip, believe me.
It's a trip in itself to watch Rin as she navigates that board.
It really is.
I'm so glad that I don't have to do it. I feel so comfortable.
I love my little fancy laptop now, too. I feel like a real pro.
Feel special?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Very. Thank you.
Yeah. But you're welcome to contact us on my webpage, which our webpage designer is sitting over in the corner over here, too. It's innerwestconcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase, and it's INTER, westconcepts.com. And you can go there, send us an email. Now, if you want to talk Scott, you answer emails, right?
Of course.
Do you have a particular email address?
You can send us an email. You can go to our website. You can connect with us through Facebook, send a message through Facebook Messenger. But the best address to use is ksje@sanjuancollege.edu.
I can tell you that he is very responsive. At least he has been for me.
Especially the 11:01 on Sunday morning. The show's not airing. I definitely am responsive.
What's happening?
Yes. Yeah, when you're sitting there with your butt puckered, like, did we do something wrong? I'm thinking it's my fault.
Never your fault. Well, listen, usually our fault. Thank you guys for inviting me today. This has been great.
Oh, you betcha. Well, thank you for coming.
Oh, my gosh. It makes us feel really special.
Did you have a chance to look up anything last? Do you have any last comments that you would like to make?
I do. Before I end the show with Mr. Lou Reed and his Satellite of Love, I wanted to leave you with this cool Ursula K. Le Guin quote I found. She said, "We're each of us alone, to be sure. What can you do but hold your hand out in the dark?"
Oh, I don't know that I can top it. Scott, any last words of wisdom?
You know, stay classy, Farmington.
Stay classy, yeah. I just say love one another. Life's too short.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
That's right. Lots of chicken grease. I'll take some pork fat, too.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.